Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Singing through you to me, thunderbolts caught easily, shouts the truth peacefully.
Stains in black, wreathed our roses out of map to freeze. Seeking electricity, bearded cowboy stains in black, and wreathed our roses out of map to freeze. Seeking electricity. Voltage man kisses night to bring the light to those who need to hide. There's shadowy, yeah, there's shadowy. Yeah, voltage man kisses night to bring the light to those who need to hide. There's shadowy, yeah, there's shadowy. Seek electricity,
The 3rd of January 2011, and 9 minutes after, or 4 minutes after nine. I still have to get used to this 2011 stuff. The Christmas tree has been burned, the food has been eaten, the dishes have been done, and it's time for a Cosmic Overdrive episode number 93, the first one in the new year. And we started with a guy that sadly didn't quite make it into the new year, Captain Beefheart. He died just before the end of the year, and well, we have to play some of his stuff. We've played tracks from him before here. This track was, let me look on the playlist here, I'm already lost, and we're not even 5 minutes into the show. That's very promising for tonight. This track was Electricity, of course, from the Safe as Milk album. And the strange guy, Captain Beefheart, his real name was Don Vliet. He later added the Van as, I don't know, he claimed that he was related to people that knew Rembrandt and all kinds of Dutch painters and artists, but I don't know, just like the manager from Elvis, Tom Parker, was also, he was a real Dutch guy, actually. And these guys made up all kinds of stories about their whereabouts and their relations, their families. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's something in the Dutch blood that does that. But rest assured that everything that we tell you here on IFM, you can believe 100%. It's all real. And I'm gonna play one more track from Captain Beefheart, because he was a very important guy in the history of all kinds of music, actually, not just weird 60s stuff, but he had a big influence on you name it, and they name Captain Beefheart as one of their influences or introductions to anything else than normal pop music. And I'm going to play a track from his landmark album, you can say, the one that made him famous, from 1967. The album is, of course, Trout Mask Replica, and the track is Veterans Day's Poppy.
Like the one who warned me, my days after rain and warm my breath, my life's blood screaming empty, she cries. You don't get me high, it can only make me cry. You're a Veteran Day Poppy. We'll be right back.
Yeah, this is what Italo sounded like in 1970, the hard-rocking Il Balletto di Bronzo and Incantissimo from the Sirio 2222 album. The band only existed for a few years. They started in 69 with one or two singles. They made this album, they made another album after this, and then in 73, I think they called it quits, and they've started playing in several other bands, and only in the late 90s the band existed again, but I think with only one or two original members, recorded another album, and I don't know, they may still be playing live in the Golden Oldies circuit, I don't know, I think at least until a few years ago they were, so... But I think only with one original member, that's kind of how it goes with those bands. Anyway, hard rocking stuff, 1970, amazing record for that time. Let's quiet down a little bit. This is John Martin and Solid Air.
Walking the line and you've been living on solid air. Don't know what's going wrong inside. And I can tell you that Lord, I've been living on solid air. You've been painting in blue and you've been looking through. Follow me.
seeing it through, and you believing my soul. Yeah. I don't know what's going on in your mind, but I can tell you don't like what you're buying. You're living on soul in it. Follow you anywhere, Jerusalem. I see
you. away the mossy stone. He builds the cave on his own. Misty air, Gomez glare, 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 glare. Gomez bear, 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 bear.
Like a bunch of trolls on acid, how this sounds. I love the way they do, or they try to do their own delay effect. Comus from England. Song to Comus was the name of the track, and it comes from the album First Utterance. 1971, this stuff was recorded in 1970, released in 71. They are sideways related to the Canterbury scene in England that went back to the medieval folk classics and used all kinds of flutes and acoustic guitars and all kinds of folky lyrical themes. And I have to say, a lot of that stuff is pretty much unlistenable for me. I think a lot of it is pure crap. But this Comus album is really fantastic, really quite original. And I don't know what drugs they were using at the time, but they must have been good because this is a really nice album. They only made two albums and then disappeared again. And I don't know, usually those are the best bands. They come and they play for a little bit, really, really cool stuff, and then poof, gone. So, I don't know. Let's play some more flute stuff, this time from Holland, featuring two of our greatest musicians and responsible for some of the most legendary fights in Dutch music. Thijs van Leer and Jan Akkerman. And you know, of course, if you know anything about music, you know I'm talking about Focus.
How this is possible after all I saw. And I'm still wandering.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it started off so convincing with that flute solo, but I started to get a little suspicious when I heard a vocalist with a German accent. This was, of course, not the Dutch Focus, but this was a German band called Out of Focus from the album with the same name. I don't know what happened here. The MP3 that I played, I don't know, somewhere along the line it got changed from Out of Focus to Focus. I think it got tagged wrong or something. Well, it was a nice track anyway, but like I said, this was not the Dutch Focus, but German progressive rock mid-70s, Out of Focus. Let's continue now with something English that I hope is also the right track. I don't know, maybe you'll hear Unit Mobius or something instead, but I think this should be a band called Blossom Toes from 1969. The album is called If Only for a Moment, and the track is called Love Bomb.
Sitting out in the cold, waiting for the sun to come. Sooner or later the sun came, time began to run. They tried so hard to chase it, but time began to fly. As they raced to nowhere, a million years went by. Keep on talking through the news.
Getting drunk on whiskey is the best thing you can do. 'Cause as we turn to plastic, the horror film comes true. Now people try and people cry. Others hit the wall.
We don't have one and we need some Love Bomb, Blossom Toast from 1969, over 40 years ago already. Whatever happens to time? We have a little bit of time left for our last track, and I'm not going to make it the whole way because this track almost is 13 minutes long, and well, we don't have that anymore, but we're going to play as much as we can. The band is called Body. Formed in the early 70s already in Liverpool in England. Always kind of stayed in the shadow of more known bands like Pink Floyd or Hawkwind, or they're kind of in that same like space rocky kind of theme. And they made a whole bunch of albums, and I'm going to play a track from a record that's from the early 80s called The Body Album, and it's another one of those records that it's impossible to find, and if you find it, then well, it'll cost you half your month's wages and or more. It's incredibly rare, but I'm going to play you a track from it. This is actually a bonus track, and I think this is a bonus track from a CD release or something. Anyway, the track is called Space Infinity, I hope to see you again next week for a Cosmic Overdrive episode 94 already. And until then, good night.